Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I got to tell you, this game just smells to me like it's just made for the Ravens to come back and win. I mean, it is just written all over it. Is it not, Carver High? They're down 28-17. They're going to, if they score again, it'll be 28-24. They just keep moving the ball. And they're going to score. You know they're going to score. And it's going to be a four-point game. And then they're going to have the ball last to try to win the game. Because the Bengals, when they went up 28-7, they literally folded up shop and stopped playing football. They have not literally, in my view, I haven't seen them get a first down since they were up 28-7. I mean, they have absolutely imploded.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They've done nothing since, the last couple drives of the first half, and then the entire third quarter.
How pathetic are they?
Zero. They do not look like the team that blitzed them in the first quarter and a half, that's for sure. And the Ravens, they let them kind of hang around here, and now they're just one more score away from being right in the mix.
I mean, they are right in their wheelhouse now. If they score, it's over. I'm telling you, the Ravens will win this game. I can't even believe the meltdown that I'm watching, that they aren't able to move the ball at all. Is it their conservative style that they've gone to? This is a choke job written all over it. Or is it the Ravens' defense that has shut them down? Which is it? Have they just stopped, trying? What are they doing with this conservative play calling? Like, the Bengals are embarrassing since they were up.
They're already in playoff mode. They got up, and now they're getting destroyed in the second half. I mean, but the Ravens aren't even doing that well. They're getting better. They've gotten some points. They haven't really scored much in the second half yet. They even threw a pick right in the last possession. Flacco got his arm hit and just lofted it up in there. Easy pick for the Bengals, and they did nothing with it. They're just not being aggressive enough anymore.
So he just ran for another first down, Flacco. And every time he's in trouble in the pocket, have you noticed he's gotten out of it? He's thrown the ball at the last second, even when he's being wrapped up. He's moving the ball. They're going to score on this drive, okay? So forget about anything else. This drive's going in. I mean, they're moving the ball down the field like every play's a first down. Every single play is 10 yards. And when it's not, it's 8. And then he runs for a first down. So he's humiliating him. This game, they are winning this game. It's like, it's obvious.
I know I got him getting a 16.5 here on the live line, and I feel obviously pretty good about that. But I don't want to see the Bengals blow this game, because I also bet the Bengals good with the over for the season. So I don't want to see them drop a win that looked like it was in the bag.
Is there a chance that you just have too many tickets going
no,
right now?
No, never, especially when I can win them all.
A lot of tickets going here. And look at the fans of the Bengals just standing there sucking their thumbs. I mean, they look just like, oh, here we go again with this team. I mean, it is unbelievable to me. I can't even believe what I'm watching. I mean, how do you blow? This is like the Steelers up 21-7. They blew it, didn't they? This is the same thing. You're up 28-7. You got to win that game. You've got to win the game. This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. And look at every single play they're running is worth 8-10 yards, every one of them. I mean, they are done. The Bengals, I can't even believe it. I'm watching them just implode. Do you see them at all resurrecting themselves in this from this downfall?
Yeah, I think they could still win the game.
The landslide that they're on right now is slippery.
They had a big enough lead, though. All they have to do is get a couple first downs here or there since they're already in the fourth quarter, and they could still bleed it out and just get by.
I don't think they can win this game without scoring again, to be honest with you. They got to score.
They may need some more points. You're right.
There's another first down. I mean, this is – I mean, I you might as well just let me do the play-by-play. I've called every game, every single play. Every single play works. So, flag on the Ravens. I think they just had Lamar Jackson in, right? So they throw him in there every once in a while.
Yeah, they've run a couple plays with him here or there. I think they ran like 5 the first week, before they started getting up too big to really put anybody in And then this one, they've run a couple there. It's yard here, yard there. No big explosion from him so far.
Yeah, but now's not the time to bring him in. All right? You're moving the ball. You're moving right down the field. You were just saying it. 10 yards a clip. Bang,
yeah,
bang,
Flacco,
bang, bang, bang.
Why do you take him out?
Why change it up right now? I just don't get it.
He's going in the end zone right now. Boom. Touchdown. Boom. I told you. But did I not call that? Look, I even called it before he threw the ball. And the guy was all over him, and Brown still made the catch for the touchdown. Is your TV going out every 5 seconds?
Yes.
What is happening here? Can I watch the game without interruption? Is there something wrong with the cable? What is going on here?
Something different every night.
The TV's going out every 5 seconds. What the hell? It's not even raining outside. What a play. How about your boy Kirkpatrick just getting roasted with all of his mouth? He's been talking the whole night and getting in people's faces. Unbelievable. Nice job, dude. You just got worked.
He was there. Just a great catch by Brown to take that away.
He got burned. So now they're going for two to make it a three-point game. We won't be able to see the play, though, because the cable's gone out. I'll call the play. It's good. He dropped it. He dropped it in the end zone. So still a five-point game. And then you know what happens. Ravens score again. Bengals were getting 1.5, and they'll lose by the hook. There you go, Mafia. The hook's in play. It's going to happen. The Ravens are going to win by two. And you're going to
always know somehow.
And we'll lose the bet by a hook. Oh, you know it's happening. And how much time's left? Like 9 minutes? I mean,
you're about there.
I mean, as you
lifetime
say,
left in
as Carver High likes to say, there's a lifetime.
There's a lifetime left in this game. A lot of possessions for both
teams. The Ravens will score 3 touchdowns in
Very
the game.
Possible.
They'll win by 2 touchdowns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.